Well, the voice of football, soccer, football in this country is Simon Hill, SEN's very own. He's host of the Global Game and Saturday night Melbourne City take on Sydney FC. It's at Amy Park just after 5 o'clock on Saturday night. It's a very, very busy sporting weekend for this city. We're proud of our sporting teams and we're very, very hopeful and we're thankful, Simon, as I say good morning to you, that the game's here in Melbourne.
Morning, guys. How are you? Yeah, it's the right decision to have the game in Melbourne. I know it's been tricky for them to get it there, but Melbourne City have earned those hosting rights and looking forward to a great game on Sunday, and it's in the right venue, which is Melbourne.
Yeah, and we've got a crowd coming in as well, so it'll be absolutely sensational. Yeah. Hand high in the air, which is not our area of expertise. Some would say we don't have one, Simon, but we need you to tell us how this game is going to be played out.
I think it's going to be very tight. It is the two best teams in the competition this season. Melbourne City winning the Premiership, Sydney FC finishing second, just a couple of points behind. During the season, I think Melbourne City have slightly had the edge in the meetings between the two. They've won one, drawn the other. The big question mark, really, for both teams is the absentees, particularly the Socceroos. Sydney FC are without three key defenders, including their goalkeeper, Andrew Redmayne, Brian Grant, Ryan McGowan. So they're having to rejig the defence. Didn't bother them too much in the semi-final against Adelaide, although they had to hang on a bit second half. Melbourne City are missing probably more players through the spine of their team, which is makes things a bit trickier, I think. So Jamie McLaren, obviously the Golden Boot winner, 25 goals. Colin Metcalf, who's been very, very good in midfield. And Curtis Good, who's been very solid as a left-sided central defender. They're three big misses. But both have shown that they can cope with that in their semi-final wins. The kids stepped up brilliantly for Melbourne City. Marco Tilio, Stefan Kolakowski scoring the goals against MacArthur in the semi-final. So it's very, very difficult to pick, to be honest. Wouldn't be surprised on Sunday if it goes all the way through to penalties because I think the two teams are very evenly matched. But home advantage, history tells us in grand finals, is a big thing. So I think if anything, I'll be slightly leaning towards Melbourne City to win it, particularly if, as rumoured, two of their more experienced attacking players, Andrew Naboot and Craig Noon, are fit for the weekend. And there's a big doubt over them, but they did train earlier on in the week. So I'd imagine if there's even half a chance that they can play in the grand final, they'll do it.
Hey, Simon, a cautious defensive style of game?
I wouldn't have thought so. Not by intent, anyway. Both teams like to go forward. The difficulty is that there's so much at stake because it's, the big showdown, big showpiece occasion, that the game's grand finals tend to be that way. But I don't think it's by design. Melbourne City certainly in particular are a very attacking team. Sydney FC are maybe a little bit more cautious. They tend to play on the counter, but I don't think it'll be a dull game. I hope not anyway. But sometimes, as I say, inevitably it becomes that because there's so much at stake.
Were you surprised to read that Muskie off to Japan?
Maybe a little bit, but I think Yokohama F. Marinos obviously have had a very good experience with an Australian coach over the last couple of years. So they want to repeat the experience. And Muskie's a good coach. He didn't have the greatest time at St. Troyden in Belgium, but he knows how to coach and he'd be looking for an opportunity like that. And as I say, maybe there's a familiarity about the Australian coach. I'm delighted for him if that's the way it works out. He'd make a good fist of it. I hope so, anyway.
Just back on the final, are you happy to have a playoff for an outright championship winner as opposed to someone, as the Champions League does, just the winner is the team that finishes on top?
Yeah, this is the age-old debate in Australia. Look, I'm happy with the final system at the moment because it is the way of things here in Australia. And I think, the finals bring in a lot of money, or at least in a normal year where we don't have COVID. And I think the supporters like it. I think they're excited by finals. The other thing against the first-past-the-post system, and this is the key one really in our code of football, is that until we have promotion and relegation, you can't really have first past the post, because if you have one dominant team that is, you know, 15, 20 points ahead halfway through the season, the rest of your domestic season, the regular campaign, is completely meaningless for half the league. You can't have that. Now, we need to get to a point where we have promotion and relegation and a second division to bring us into line with the rest of the world. That's our code of football. But we don't have that at the moment. So, you know, that's the major reason why I would say no, we keep the finals. But there are others as well. And, you know, grand finals are great. Fans love them. Yep. So
we're going to love this one. You need to tell us who's going to win.
I'm going to stick with what I said earlier. I'll say Melbourne City. I think home advantage is important. I think it'll be very tight. As I say, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if Sydney came away with the championship. But Melbourne City have been the best team all season. They won the premiership, and I think they probably deserve to be crowned champions, but we'll see.
Magnificent. Always great to hear your voice on our program, Simon. We appreciate you giving us some time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
It's the end zone. Simon Hill, the voice of football here. He's got the global game here. Yes.
Well, he'll be calling the game with Clint Bolton on Sunday for SEN. The broadcast begins at 4:30 p.m. The voice of soccer in this country, Simon Hill.